The Plaza de San Fernando, also known as the Plaza de Arriba, is today a large square that serves as a meeting point for the people of Carmona, offering a welcoming area to have a breath of fresh air, take a break, go for a stroll or chat with friends. It is the heart of Carmona's day-to-day life. Strangely enough, we could say that it has always been that way, since ancient times. In the age of the Romans, the Cardo Maximus and the Decuminus, the two main streets in the urban layout of Carmona, intersected very near here. The Cardo Maximus ran from the Seville to the Cordoba Gate, and they can still be seen today. The Decuminus ran between the gates of the Postigo and Moron that have since disappeared. Furthermore, the route of the Cardo Maximus formed part of the Via Augusta, that vast communications and transport link that articulated Roman Hispania running from the Pyrenees to Cadiz. In present-day terms, we could say that the main Roman motorway in Spain ran through Carmona. Based on the direction and orientation of the Cardo and the Decuminus, the Romans used to establish a square town plan locating the blocks of buildings for houses framed by straight streets that were smaller than the two main streets. But in addition to this, the intersection of the Cardo and the Decuminus usually became the centre, not just in physical terms, but also administratively, politically and socially, as the Forum was usually built here. The Roman Forum was a large square ringed by the city's most important public buildings. There would be a basilica for the administration of justice, the Curia, where the local Senate met, one or various temples, and a market. It was the place where the city's governors made important decisions about the future, where the emperor's power was made clear to his citizens, where they were judged, condemned, and punished, where praying or the necessary ritual sacrifices to the gods were performed, and where business was done and all types of merchandise were bought and sold. Several excavations have shown that the Roman Forum was near the Plaza de San Fernando, along with all the above-mentioned buildings. Although we do not know of the exact sites of each building, significant remains have been found in the streets and buildings that are on the left-hand side of the square if we were coming up the hill from the Seville Gate. In the convent of Madre de Dios and in the Calle Antonio Quintanilla, remains have been found that came from the temple and the basilica. And on the left, if you go up the street that branches off from the kiosk in the corner of the square, you can see remains from the portico to the forum. Over the centuries, this square has remained a centre for public acts. Religious or social festivals have been held here, such as the bullfights, which were held here for many years. Today, the political and administrative life of the city is once again prominent in the square, with the presence of the town hall in an old Jesuit college on the top right-hand corner of the square. As a curious piece of information, the wrought iron street lamp in the middle of the square came from Seville's Ibero-American Exposition in 1929. The buildings around the square combine a variety of styles, but most feature what is called a noble floor over the ground floor, where open arches over the facade give access to balconies. Research has shown that they were not actually dwellings, but constructions built as viewing points. It would be here that the bourgeoisie and city elite would be seated to see and be seen in public acts and social and religious celebrations held in the Plaza de San Fernando. Although most of the buildings date from the 18th century, there are some more recent ones, such as the one on the left, which is on the site of what was until the 19th century the royal prison. However, it is on the western side, in the direction of the Seville Gate, that we find the oldest buildings, dating from the 16th century. There is a Mudéjar-style house, the old law courts, and the convent of Madre de Dios. The first we come to is the so-called Casa Mudéjar. It dates from the 16th century and is so-called due to its clearly Islamic inspiration. While designed and built for and by Christians, the Mudéjar style is closely linked to Muslim art. Some of its most characteristic elements are the use of bricks, not just as a basic building material, but also to create decorative motifs. The presence of very stylized columns based on Islamic models and the use of ceramic tile decoration, not just inside, but also on the outside of buildings. The Mudéjar house combines all these elements, but stands out for its ceramic tiles. They were made using the cuenca or bowl technique, which emerged at the end of the 15th century. The novelty of this technique consisted not just in the speed of preparation, but in the ability to create curved patterns, thereby overcoming the limitations of the previous methods, which were limited to producing straight geometrical patterns. It consisted of carving a pattern in a mould, either wood or metal, which was placed over the still fresh clay. After a first firing, the oxides were poured into the gaps or bowls left by the mould, hence its name, before the tile was given a second and final firing. Next to the Mudéjar house is the building of the old law courts that today houses municipal offices. It dates from 1588, as the stone over the entrance demonstrates. The building has a rectilineal portal over which there is a large balcony with five brick arches resting on white marble columns. Finally, in the corner of the square is the Madre de Dios convent for Dominican nuns, the building of which was started in 1520. Construction continued into the 17th century, which explains why its style includes Baroque elements.